The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Sinead Ryan is with me, presenter of the Home Show here on News Talk, consumer journalist as well. She's not going to advise you what to do with cash machine money. Rather, she is going to advise people what to do with their own income. And we started, Sinead, last week talking about people aged 18 to 30. And for a good chunk of it, I guess it was, listen, go out and spend the money and enjoy it. And as you get more disposable income, start thinking about how you want to split that up. And you talked about the 50-30-20 rule. We're into the next cohort now. So 30 to 45. And in this cohort, you really do need to be much more actively thinking, what am I going to do with the bit of spare money?
You know, Kieran, these are the juggling years, right?
Yeah.
You're juggling.
You're never
career.
More broke than in this window. You think you're broke when you're 18, but you're not really, because mum and dad are still there.
No, it's literally money in, money out at this stage. You're juggling career, you're juggling kids, you're juggling, you know, bills, you're juggling everything.
If you get if you're lucky enough, and lots of people are not that lucky, so I appreciate this that reality, but if you're lucky enough to get a mortgage, you're never more broke.
Yeah.
It's at the highest it's ever going to be as well.
Well, I know, and we say that, and you're right, except, you know, it's still cheaper to get a mortgage than to rent, and the mortgage is the only good debt you'll ever have in your life.
Yeah.
Okay, every other debt is bad debt. So I don't mind mortgages from that perspective. But really, at this age, this is all about organisation. Now, if you're a parent, you're already a brilliant organiser. You have to be, because you have schedules for all kinds of things on the back of your fridge. So organising your money shouldn't be a massive leap. And actually, for me, that's the, if there's only one takeaway at this time in your life, it's that. It's discipline and organisation around your finances, because you only have a couple of sources of income. Okay, you have your main income, you might have a second income in the house, you might have children's allowance or social welfare or whatever's coming in, but you've an awful lot more drawing on it than ever in your life you're going to have, right? It is the most expensive money sloshing out of your pocket that you're ever going to have. So managing your thing around it is really important. And for me, that's really about taking out, now I'm going to say to you, honestly, two afternoons a year. Okay?
Okay.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
Okay? And if you can do that, it's a bit like, you know, when you set up your online grocery shop for the very first time.
Oh, yeah. Tesco's, a bit of work in it the first time.
Dreading. You're looking at heads of lettuce and pints of milk and all that. But every subsequent time you do it, because 90% of the stuff we buy is the same every week, you're just tweaking, right? So if you can nail this, two afternoons a year, nail it, then all the rest of the time it's tweaking.
So what are you doing on those two afternoons a year?
So you're doing two things. The first thing you're doing is you are making a list of what you own and what you owe. So in a company, this would be your balance sheet.
Okay. Yeah.
So you own a house, you own a car, you might own another car, you own your education. What do you have against that? You have loans, you have a mortgage, you might have a PCP plan, you might have a credit union. So when you do that exercise, you'll arrive at a number, you take one from the other, you might like be technically bankrupt. Okay, don't worry about it. Banks don't care. They care that you're servicing the debt.
Mm-hmm.
But I think having that picture in your head and knowing constantly what I own on one side and what I own the other is crucial. The second thing is your income and outgoing. All right. So knowing what you have coming in every month and knowing where it's going is absolutely crucial. And this is where it counts to have different accounts, different bank accounts, different current accounts, different savings accounts, because trying to organize your finances is really crucial at this stage. If you mess it up or take your eye off the ball, that's where you're going to go off the rails. So one afternoon a year, sit down. I do it every year. Sit down and review all of your subscriptions and insurances. So this is everything from your house insurance up to your broadband. Okay.
Okay.
Sit down, you examine it. What is going in? What is it costing me? And what am I getting for it? The minute you add that up, on your print out a bank statement for 2 months, you'll see all the direct debits and standing orders. You'll get the shock of your life when you add all that up and work out how much you need.
I know,
right?
Yeah.
But it is a kind of salient exercise because it allows you to say, I don't really need that now. Come on. You know, kids have signed you up to multi-room, you know, sports, everything.
Yeah.
You've only just realised.
PlayStation, $8.99 a month. You found that about 2 months ago,
there
you know.
There you go.
Didn't even
there
know where it came from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You also see things that you don't
duped.
Know what they're for.
I was duped.
And you're like, what the hell is that for? And why do I have it? So one afternoon a year, that's what you're going to do. A year, right? The second thing you're going to do is to work out one afternoon a year, one morning a year, all the tax stuff. Now, we are financially illiterate in this country. Most of us are. It's incredibly boring. Okay.
Yeah.
That's why I'm giving you one afternoon out of 365 days. Sit down and work out, what are my entitlements? PAYE people tend not to do tax returns. They don't have to do a tax return.
Yeah.
I think everybody should do a tax return.
Yeah.
There is so much stuff that revenue want to get back to you.
Yeah.
But they're not going to sit there and say to their workers, will you ever ring, you know, 4 million people?
Yeah, I got money back from revenue after doing one. And I'm PAYE. I'm an employee.
It's brilliant.
And someone told me to do it. Probably you, Sinead.
Well,
I actually take your advice sometimes,
you know. I
didn't
get commission for that, I don't recall.
Oh, maybe it was someone else, actually.
So it is worthwhile. There's loads of stuff that you can get back. And revenue, there's always this fear of, oh, if I ring them, they'll know about me. Like, spoiler alert, they already know.
So revenue are brilliant on the phone.
They are, actually.
They're actually really, really good.
I remember now the bad old days when they used to say, it's John. And not give their surname, you know. But they don't do that now. They're really good. They're absolutely brilliant.
And they're so, sorry, I say this as being that ignorant person. And I mean ignorant in the sense of a lack of knowledge. They're so used to dealing with people who don't have a clue. No. They'll ask you a question and there's this moment of silence and I say, sorry, Sinead, I don't understand anything you said there. And you can tell that that's 90% of the reaction they get.
For me, that's like, I love revenue, but for me, that's my equivalent of IT support.
Yeah.
Where I want to say, press this button, right? That's all I need to hear. Plug it out and plug it back in again, right? So ring revenue, do all that. It's, you know, it's really, really important. So that's your two afternoons a year, okay? The other takeaway I would say to this age group, so 30 to 45, this is the stuff years.
Yeah.
Right? Your house will never be more full of stuff, whether it's yours or your kids.
Yeah.
There's a real message here about affluence versus wealth. Okay?
Okay.
Affluence is about income. Wealth is about outcome. So wealth is really about minding your future self and putting plans in place. It's quiet, it's understated, it's not show-offy.
Mm.
Affluence is about the stuff, the new car in the driveway, the two holidays a year, you know, all the designer gear for the kids. Now, I'm not saying everybody does that, and I'm not saying you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But whether it's your designer latte costing a fiver, or shockingly, I saw a coffee the other day for €7.10, I nearly fell over, right? It's really about that decision. And everything, economics is all about decisions that people make. It's nothing to do with maths, that's accountancy. The decisions that everybody makes, do I need this or do I want it? Which camp is it going into?
Yes.
Okay. If you can do that with every micro purchase and teach your kids to do that, your outcome will be a lot better.
And that's your wealth. So all that other stuff are the signs of affluence.
Correct.
Do that with those decisions and the kids.
You know,
and
look,
wealth improves.
Look, I wrote a piece during the week for the Indo, and you can look at your next door neighbour and they look super wealthy, right?
Yeah.
They've got two new cars in the driveway. They've put an extension on. They're off on their holidays. Like, for all you know, they're maxed out on credit cards. They've got PCPs they can't afford. The slightest chink in their armour and the house of cards falls, right? But if you're debt free or as low debt as you can be. If mortgage is your only debt, you're onto a winner. It's the cheapest debt you'll ever own. Okay? And we talked last week about credit cards and buy now, pay later and all that. Getting rid of all that stuff at this stage is really, really important.
I'm going to get in trouble because we're way over time, but then very briefly, are there a couple of tools people can rely on? You know, if they're starting, they haven't been doing any of this.
Yeah.
Right.
So the budget is a really important one. Again, just do it once. Everything else is tweaking. MABS, the Money Advice and Budgeting Service, has a super one. The ccpc.ie has a handy guide. Citizens Information. Yes, big shout out. There are lots of apps. Your own bank app will have a budgeting tool. YNAB is a fantastic app. It stands for You Need a Budget.
Okay.
On Post Money Manager, Mint, there's tons of them. At this age, you should have a proper financial advisor. You should be in a pension and you should be running a budget monthly out of your house. Cost Centre 1 is your child 1. Cost Centre 2.
Oh, God.
Rename your kids for this time.
And if you have a Cost Centre 3 and 4, I mean, you made your bed, you may lie in it. Sinead Ryan, presenter of The Home Show here in News Talk, consumer journalist.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.